What up, anime fans? We are talking about the last four freaking episodes of the entire series of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Stay tuned after that opening.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are talking about the finale.
It's finally here.
I know. I can't believe that we finally got here. Five parts. Like, we did it. We did the things and the stuff. As you can see, who's in the hot seat today, Carrie Lane is not here, but please send her all of your love and wishes.
Miss you.
She's busy doing things, so don't worry about it. Just send her some stuff and talk about with her what she thought of the last four episodes. But this face is Alexis Torres. Hello, everyone. To my far, 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 far left over there, we've got...
Oh, me?
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
I was like, it's really far.
I'm Oliver Dritten.
Hey, guys, it's Jamie Gray.
So we have a lot to talk about. Obviously, we have the last four episodes, but also a few of us went to Anime Expo, and we want to talk about it at the end of the show. It's okay, Ollie. You were doing great things.
You were
okay.
In spirit.
No, it's fine. I'm actually glad because it was hot as crap outside.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
Being in a convention with thousands of people on 114-degree weather is awful.
Hygiene.
Okay. So, I'm still jealous.
It's important.
Still jealous.
I mean, yeah, but it's okay. We've got goodies, which we'll talk about at the end of the
not
show.
Goodies.
But again, thank you guys so much for joining us live. We will be hitting up that live chat and talking about stuff down in the doobly-doo later if you're watching the show after. But if you're also new, you should also check out the last other five parts that we did.
Yeah.
And if you are tuning in or trying to keep up, we are doing episodes 9 through 12, or if you're sticking with double digits, episodes 61 through 64 of part 5 of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. So, let's jump into it, because we have a lot. So, episode 9, or episode 61, He Who Swallowed God.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to get overall thoughts before we get into the deep nitty-gritty of this episode. Just, no, of this episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
I was just wondering, like, okay, how the hell are they going to come back from that?
Yeah.
Right?
And Hohenheim, he did that, okay?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. But it definitely, it raised my hopes and my spirits after, mm-hmm. like, such a downer episode, last episode, with how it ended.
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. The intensity, just knowing that this is building up to the last episode, I was like, this is getting good. Get my popcorn. Like, I had so many jaw-dropping moments,
mm-hmm.
like, seriously, throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
The dwarf or father, whatever you want to call him, he's crazy.
I've been calling him father, yeah.
He's nuts.
But how did we feel how he looked after he swallowed the universe? Or not the universe, but you know what I mean?
Ooh, like, he looked kind of
fine. What?
I was like, ooh. I was here for it. I loved it.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, he's a young, hot dude now.
Yay!
Yay!
Exactly.
Question mark.
I was not expecting that either. And I was like, ooh, the veins popping. I was like, okay, I kind of like it.
Especially because he showed up so cocky, too, where he's just like cross-legged. Just hello. Look, I can make a mini sun because I'm
also...
My hair
is longer than yours.
Yeah.
like, you see this hair?
Yeah, this long weave of blonde hair I've got going on here. But yeah, I love that also we got that tiny flashback of Ed and Al talking about the sun being male, the moon being female, mm-hmm. and then when we have the eclipse, they become one being, which is the ultimate being, aka, I guess he's swallowed up the eclipse, kind of, not really, power from the eclipse, kind of thing. So I thought that was very, very interesting. We obviously see everyone being passed out, and we find out there is 50 million people in Amestris.
I know.
Holy crap. That's a lot of people.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But we also find out that Hohenheim, who has been kind of, like, extra preparing for this whole thing, where he makes his own Philosopher's Stones all over the county, or all over the country, I guess I should say, and they use that to reverse... There's a lot of reverse in these past four episodes.
Reverse.
Yeah, no, seriously, it's what it felt like. We're doing just the major cha-cha slide. get everyone in Amestris' souls back, which was really interesting. But I think it was Carrie, I think, is the one that said that we knew that something was going to go wrong because technically he cheated his way through it, which we'll get more into towards the last couple of episodes. But how did you feel when you found out that Hohenheim was the one that, like, came up with this crazy plan?
I was like, you're genius, no wonder. And it's like, no wonder you've been away for so long. Like, we kept seeing him as, like, this deadbeat dad, in a sense, like, what happened? But it's like, oh, it all makes sense. You're really, really old, and you're trying to fix your mistakes, and that's why you're gone from your boy so long. So
it shows how smart he is and how prepared.
Yeah.
And also, it's kind of like you kind of, like, appreciate that about him.
Yeah.
Despite him leaving. He was always traveling. Like,
yeah, we never understood why.
It makes sense that he was planting those, like, fragments,
you know,
to to save the day. But it's like, he was prepared. Like, did he know that something bad was going to go wrong?
I think so.
He still could have told Ed and Al, like, hey.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were children, but yeah, 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 I agree. You know? It's like, hey,
write
that's
a
why.
Note, a letter, something.
I know, something.
Something.
You know, just planting pieces of my body around the world, around the country. Don't mind me. I'll see you guys soon. But I love that while he was doing that, we also, I'm trying to go through all of my notes here, that I feel bad for Roy in this because he can't do anything.
Oh,
so
my
he's
gosh.
Just kind of there. But at the same time, he's also probably thinking of like, what should I do? What should be the next step? So
he's so used to just being in charge.
Yeah. And just kind of.
Now he's just so
I didn't mean
vulnerable.
To do that
yeah.
on purpose. Literally, but you know though. What I mean? Like he's always like on top of it.
And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on? I'm like, oh, you're a weak link now. I don't like seeing you like this.
But I love that we get the Maze obviously on top of it. She puts up the shield when he finally, you know, not exuberates, but like the souls come out of him, and then he's pretty much just he's still powerful, even though most of the souls left, which yeah. was insane. To me. And then we also see that he's so powerful that even Hohenheim and May's combined power was not enough. But then we have that cute moment where Al and Ed have their hands on him and they're like, you know, I was thinking of like doing one of
spirit
these
bomb, yeah.
little spirit bomb it, but not really. It's like direct. And I was like, oh, adorable.
I was laughing when Hohenheim was like, it's too much. And May was like, listen, I need you to pull through.
Like, no, we don't have time.
I don't have time. You don't have a choice.
I don't want to hear your complaints, yeah. Hohenheim. I need results.
Right.
I was like, what are you, a physical trainer? What's happening? But yeah, so we love that. But I also, the animation for Scar and King Bradley's fight. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I love Bradley's little, well, yeah. Well,
yeah, yeah.
I guess you,
well no, we can get into it because it was in this episode. Yeah,
I
yeah.
love his fight scenes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's the way he moves, the way that it's animated, I guess the choreography of it all, it's just so beautiful and dynamic
yeah.
to watch. I'm like, mm-hmm. I could watch their fights. Kind of like when you watch Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Who wants to really watch people just fight all the time if it's not real life, you know,
yeah.
like a boxing match, but
yeah.
they make it interesting to watch.
True. And the fact that it wasn't as like DBZ is where it's like 8 episodes long. It was like
powering up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a couple episodes, but we got a lot of banter, we got a lot of back and forth, and then we get the person from the shadows.
Yes.
Lanfan!
Okay,
sorry, I had to say it. And she comes out and she just cuts off Homeboy's
yes.
arms, straight up.
She's like, I know what this feels like. It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, she after, you know, the death of Fu,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was her time to get some revenge, for
yeah.
sure, absolutely.
And she definitely got it this time.
And I'm so happy she was the one to do it, for
right?
sure. Because, like, you honestly, I didn't expect her to do that.
Yeah,
to, like, best him in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because it's like I don't know why sometimes I root for Bradley just because I don't I don't want him to die because of his fight scenes like you're,
yeah.
as you're saying I totally agree
so,
I love seeing
I love
him
watching
fight.
You fight
it's like don't
yeah.
lose
yeah.
but also I don't like you still
you're also kind of the worst but also you're great at fighting but yeah no I'm with you on that but I also loved that moment of him where he has not like the heart to heart but the fact of just like oh I figured that you would be you to mm-hmm. be the end of me and then he starts to whisper they're away like Mother Gothel style. I mean,
yeah.
this is obviously before that, but you know what I mean.
We get it.
Yeah. So the fact that you know he pretty much not a Benjamin Button. That's the other way around. But like you know what I mean. He becomes old and then just
yeah.
dead.
I was like, so he's like young father now. As I was like, I guess I'll just call him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. And I was just like, well, that's
it's
sad.
Crazy to think that he's finally been like he's been vanquished. Like
yeah.
it's like
yeah.
oh my gosh,
it's
this
weird.
Really is kind of when I was watching, I was like, wow, this is really coming to an end.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's very bittersweet.
Well, because
yeah.
the fact that we've always had like the end of our parts, and we're like, okay, it's the end of part 2, or okay, it's the end of part 3, but we know that there's going to be more. Now you're like, oh wait,
yeah.
there isn't
like, it's
anymore.
Really,
this
yeah.
is it. Crap.
Yeah.
But
bittersweet.
Yeah, but also we're also worried about Scar because he also got stabbed at the very last minute
yeah.
as well. And he's sitting there, you know, bleeding out practically.
Yeah.
And then we see that he obviously is going to use his brother's combination alchemy is what I've been calling it. I don't know what the actual term is, but the fact of taking alchemy and an alkahestry
mm-hmm.
and putting them together, which I obviously is going to play a bigger role towards the end of the season. And we get to see him do the reverse transmutation circle of a Mestris, which takes away from the Philosopher's Stone that father had. Oh, okay.
Yes,
I just wanted to get that out. and obviously he feels it, or father feels it, and obviously he pretty much was like, I gotta get out of here, and jumps up and pretty much tries to start making more Philosopher's Stones from people up above.
Right, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, and then of course now everyone's like, okay, now that we have our alchemy back, now we should jump up and start doing more things. We get kind of, we get Greedling back in the fray where he's like, I'm here to kick your butt. And I was like, yeah, do it.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Hawkeye finally gets to see Roy after what happened.
Yeah.
He updates everyone. Everyone feels awkward. And pretty much that's kind of where we stop a little bit. I mean, we get to see Pride at the very end. What did you think of that moment when Kimberly comes back and is like, hey, when Pride was fighting Ed, and then he tries to take Ed's body as his next vessel, and then Kimberly shows up and is just like, hey, you can't do that because I'm not going to allow it, but also it's for a selfish reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. What did you guys feel about that? You didn't care?
I didn't, honestly, like, it's Kimberly, like, it's like, okay, but I didn't expect him to see him there, so it's like, okay.
I had a lot of
shocks these next couple of episodes, like, oh,
We can just jump into, since I didn't think that's how Pride was going to die. In my defense, I was just like, that's really strange that Kimberly's like, hey, you're kind of weak, and this isn't going to work out. Okay, bye. And then, just left. So I thought that was kind of strange. But then we get Pride's body at the very end, which is the little baby,
which was kind of creepy. It was like a circle, spiral. Yeah, yeah. It was sad. I don't know. I felt like,
Ed, don't leave this baby here. Yeah, somebody
sympathy for it, but also, like, I'm a, like,
kind of grossed out.
Yeah, I was like, are we going to, like, save it? Are we going to, well, we'll find out later what happens, but we'll talk about that. But I just didn't know what to think of it because it was like
actual fetus, even though it was talking, and I'm like, what's happening?
Disturbing, yet I had lots of emotions about it.
Questions! So many questions. Alright, so episode 10, or episode 62, a fierce counterattack. So, now, Father is wrecking havoc up above ground now. We finally get to meet up with the Armstrongs and everyone. Yes. They're all kind of caught up to date. Greedland's like, hey, you who are injured, and also the females who are also injured, get out!
I laughed at that part. I'm like, oh, dying. Get out. We don't need you.
Olivia she was not here. She was like,
she was like, excuse you?
You are not the boss of me. I'm my own boss.
But also, I feel like Greedling also made a very good point that it wasn't like, hey, if it was anyone else, I wouldn't really give a crap about your lives. You could do whatever you want. But also, this guy took out the entire northern section of Central. Yeah. Holy.
Especially when you see it. Oh my goodness.
Decimated.
Yeah.
It was insane. And so they were like, hey, guess what? Did you see that? Can you?
It's gone.
Can you fight that? No? There. Okay. Goodbye. We're going now.
I would have been like, so I'm moving, guys. I'm just going to go check on the luggage and all the stuff that's in the back. I'll be right back.
No. I love that she gave Alex Armstrong the radio. She's like, you were going to take this with you and you need to update me of what's happening. And I was like, aw, you do care. Kind of. But yeah, so of course they go. And of course Armstrong has this moment where he's like, we're going to vanquish everything. Look at my abs. And it's adorable. And I love him so much. He's my hubby. And then Ed, it was crazy because this next part is obviously just Father going absolutely ape crap in to everybody. I'm trying to censor myself.
Yep, it's all
But Ed, like, it was really cool to see the teamwork between Izumi, Alex Armstrong, and Ed. Pretty much of them going back and forth. And then, of course, having Roy jump in whenever he could, which was really, really nice, even though he was trying to aim and Hawkeye was trying to help him. That was a lot.
I love that part. That stood out to me so much because I felt like, obviously, I think I ship them.
Oh, of course.
And it was nice because I took it as he has only eyes for her. Like, now that he doesn't have his eyes, she has something like that.
Yeah, like, his sights are only set on her, kind of, not really.
Likewise, and vice versa, you know?
Yeah, when she saw that he was blind, I was like, oh my gosh, you could feel it. Sad. Yeah. I was like, oh.
But I loved also the fact that he also isn't used to doing the clap, and the fact that, because he only could do flame alchemy, now he can do all of the things because he has traded in something for his truth, and he can do whatever the hell he wants, which I was like, get it, buddy. So I was really happy about that. I love that Alex was also telling the other forces who finally came in to also help out, like, try to keep him going because we want him to use his Philosopher's Stone as much as he can, and jumps in, and we also have, like, the boar. I don't know their actual names off the top of my head because I was writing these so fast, but obviously the toad and the wild boar also jumping in as well, and it was just insane watching this entire battle unfold, and then watching Father also kind of losing, like, his grip on everything, and then freaking, when Greedling jumps in and punches him, yes. and then his hand gets stuck, were you guys worried about that?
For Greedling?
Yeah,
for
when he was trying to take his Philosopher's Stone, or at least Father was trying to take his Philosopher's Stone, and he was like, ha-ha, did you like my acting? I also was going to take your Philosopher's Stone. Yeah.
For a hot sec, because I was like, this is Father, this is Greed. Mm-hmm. Who's stronger? Right.
Yeah, I kind of, for me, I think I was, ready for it, in a mm-hmm. sense, because I'm, ready for Ling to come back, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like as interesting as a character that was, Greedling, yeah. as you named him,
yeah,
I was prepared that we were gonna lose Greed somehow,
yeah,
you know, and finally them separate.
Someone's gotta go.
We technically did a little bit later, but it technically happened. But yeah, and then of course he gets Father gets overwhelmed, pretty much uses his entire blast to push everybody back, mm-hmm. and loses his arm, which
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Oh my god.
That's what you get.
That was crazy.
Yeah, it was just insane. I forgot to talk about the fact that I think at this point the blast was enough for Hohenheim to block for Izumi and Ed, and then Al protected May in this point in time, mm-hmm. and then we get this really horrible scene where Ed is obviously stuck between, I think it's, what is it, I always forget what that type of metal is, but it's those metal, not spikes, but they're things that you put between buildings. Rhubarb, I think, or something. Not rhubarb, that's a vegetable. But you know what I mean.
We like that, too.
Yeah. Rhubarb. I don't know what the actual metal's called, but you know what it is. But it's obviously...
Let us know in the live chat.
Ed is stuck, and Father is obviously going towards him. And then Al, who's completely broken up, is, trying to move his body in some way, shape, and form. He's asking for help. He's telling him, don't touch him. And Ed's trying to wiggle out. Everybody else is, pretty much too weak to jump in. And then Al has the idea to use his soul as a way to bring Ed's arm back.
Yeah.
And it was Rebar, by the way.
Rebar, thank you.
Thank you, Davey.
Rebar. See,
thank
I was Davey close.
James was always on it.
Rebar. I was close.
Anyway, sorry.
But were you expecting this to happen?
No.
Not
at all.
Okay. How did we feel?
I didn't know that. Well, clearly, watching it, I'm like, okay, well, somehow we're going to have to repair Al. Somehow. Maybe not in this moment. But I didn't think that he was going to go back to his body.
Yeah, I was scared he wasn't going to come back at all. Mm-hmm. And when, I guess the world was so are you sure he's going to come back? And he's like, he is. I'm like, are you sure? Because I don't know. you're still here, and they're fighting, and okay. But
it was
But
I feel like he definitely needed to do that sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And it was hard for May. I felt so bad for May.
Yeah, because she was the one that had to help.
And she loves Al.
Yeah.
She has the biggest crush on him.
Oh my god,
she's so thirsty. Yeah.
Adorable. But yeah, and of course, Ed finally realizing what happened, he gets his arm back and just goes absolutely insane. Yeah. And I was like, whoa.
He's what's going on?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he had no idea. And then all of a sudden, and I love that you can see the difference. His arm was clearly much thinner than his other arm. The nails were much longer.
Yeah,
it was insane. And the fact that he's just like, I'm going to beat the crap out of you, pretty much. And then we jump into pretty much episode 11, because we get to see the soul transfer, obviously, into Al's body. Now Al's like, I'm just going to wait now. Mm-hmm. And it's all up to Ed. Ed is pretty much beating the absolute living crap out of Father. And he's like, what is going on? He's a mere human. Why is he able to touch me? Which we didn't really get an explanation for that.
Yeah, I was like, so how?
Besides, I'm assuming it's just because he's so weak at this point that Ed can do it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he's...
His brother
running
just
perseverance.
Yeah, and his brother just sacrificed himself, and he just lost it. And he went ham.
No,
I was here for it.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is happening. We're doing it now.
I love how everyone was cheering him on, go Ed, go Ed.
I was a good 15 minutes of just cheering, and I was totally for it.
Go Ed. Yeah, I was screaming in my head.
Yeah, sorry. Episode 11, episode 63, Other Side of the Gateway. So if you're catching up, this is what episode we're in now. But yeah, so then, obviously, Father starts to worry, because he's like, oh my god, I'm gonna die. Sees, he does him one more blast, and of course, I think Greedling was holding to a soldier, I think, at that point, and then Father just swoops in and just guts him right in the middle, and I was just like, I don't remember this part. Yeah. So I was on the edge of my seat going, wait, what happens here? And then we get that wonderful, kind of sad moment of Greed being like, let go of me, and Ling's like, no!
Yeah.
I need you here, we're supposed to take over Shing, and of course he goes through that, you know what, yeah, you know what? I would love to be a ruler instead of being the ruler of the universe. And I was like, ah, this sounds like a lie. Yeah, I was like, this sounds like a lie. And immediately he gets punched in the face, soul wise, and then jumps up and goes, ha ha, you fell for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never going to do that. Bye. And just kind of leaves.
It's like, wow. But at the same time, really like, Ling, what were you really thinking? Like, seriously?
Ling's very optimistic, clearly. So he was clearly. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to do it. No.
But it was kind of crazy because greed, in a sense, wasn't being greedy in that moment. He, like, sacrificed himself. That was the first time that I felt that he, like, let go of himself.
Because humans were not that bad.
Yeah. Like, it was weird to see him kind of, like, have that human side to him after he died or faded away. You saw development and greed.
And I feel like that's happened throughout the season, not because he was with, even with the old greed, how he was also kind of humanistic. He had human friends or chimeras, but he cared about his crew and then the fact that he was upset. And then obviously when new greed gets those same memories, he ends up going through that same thing where he tried to kill King Bradley because he's like, you killed my friends, even though I don't actually remember who they are, but you killed them, so you need to die.
You will pay.
Yeah. And even also, how weird was it before we jumped into Greedling when father was trying to control the stone and he was like blowing up in weird parts?
Oh my gosh, yes. Ew.
What's this?
Yeah, stop it. But yeah, and then obviously Greed was able to reverse the ultimate shield to being the most delicate material that he can think of, and I was like, wow, that's something I would never even think of. I would have been like, I'm stuck in here now. And that I love that shot of seeing greed in his mouth. I thought that was really cool. Kind of gross, but really cool.
I like seeing the gross stuff. It's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, I just like the concept of the fact that greed is the one that's taking over his body, so you can see him clearly, and I thought that was really, really cool. Obviously, he pulls greed out of his own mouth, and then he withers away, and it's kind of sad. Yeah. Ed takes his shot, and that's
there
it.
We go. Mm-hmm.
He did. We did it.
I was just like, so that's it? Like, he's done?
No.
He just takes his stone.
I mean, technically, yeah.
Oh my, there was a moment where, like, it was funny because Izumi was making the throw face. I think it was in, like, way before this scene. Where, like, you see King Xerxes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about the humans that he made.
He's, bloating in, like, all these different areas. And I'm like, is that him? So they basically, like, were becoming human again. And attacking everybody? Like, that was disgusting.
Yeah, that was... Yeah, there's a reason why I skipped over it, guys. It's because it was gross. But I still think that it was important that the fact that Hohenheim did bring that up, where he was like, oh, but you still can't create life. Oh!
Right.
Oh!
But I can.
Oh, you want to see? And you're like, no, we don't want to see. Put it back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was insane. But pretty much,
these episodes were wild.
Yeah, it was a crazy... Wild. It's been... What, that was only 3 episodes into the end? So... Now that he's dead, and we got to see that scene, which I won't get too much detail into it, because there was a lot of, not gobbledygook, but the fact that it was a lot of talk of the fact of why he didn't last, was because of the fact that, I think I wrote it down, I'm trying to find what the, because when we see him back at the, but not in the flask, but back to his shape when he was in the flask, talking to his, technically his self, pretty much telling him that you wanted perfection and that's not how that worked out.
Yeah, that
truth scene. And we get him kind of pleading for his life, even though technically, again, I loved the dynamic of the fact that he was like, why wouldn't you want to achieve, you know, all the knowledge and all of this and all of that? And I loved that technically the truth didn't really have to tell him, like, that's just not how life works. It was just kind of like, you're an idiot. And your desires were too much. So now you're going to get what you deserve, pretty much.
Like, you had to have seen it.
What is it with this show? Mm-hmm. Like, turning, like, these bad guys into, like, cute little things.
I know.
And kind of making you feel sorry.
Sorry for them.
Like, with envy, I was like, oh, a little...
Sorry. I know!
But then, I'm like, why am I feeling sorry for you after all the
Even
crap
Even with Bradley,
you did?
Like when he was dying, I'm like, oh, but you're horrible. And then,
And then pride, too, with the fetus. Like, I'm just like, I don't even know how to feel at this point. It's crazy.
I think that's the weird thing about the show, but I like it because the fact that it shows that not everything when it starts out is immediately evil. You have to grow into it.
Yeah.
So the fact that you could start out as this, like, cute, innocent, kind of childish thing of the fact that you're like, I just want I want to dream for something bigger,
right.
Which is including for Pride and for Wrath and for everyone. Maybe not Wrath. He was kind of born that way. not really. He was clearly made to do that. But the fact that you start out a certain way, not knowing what you want, and then when you finally get that one thing in your head, you absorb into it so much that you become this thing. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. That's how I saw it. I don't know if that's exactly how the creators, how the creators decided it. But I did like the fact that the truth did say that you were incapable of believing in yourself, mm-hmm. that you decided that you needed other things to bring yourself mm-hmm. to the way that you are. And you're just like, oh, I get it now. But he's gone, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. And then Ling has the Philosopher's Stone because now we're trying to deal with Al.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you think that Ed was going to be able to bring him back before we dive into it? Like, your own preferences. Did you think, like, this is it? Like, we're never going to get him back?
I didn't think that he was going to be gone because we did hear him say that his soul would come back for him, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right, mm-hmm. maybe it'll happen. I had hope. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I just mm-hmm. didn't really think it was going to happen. But I didn't think that Ed was going to be able to bring him back
right?
at all.
So, obviously, the only way that he was going to be able to get back into the truth space was, obviously, he had to bring something for the toll. Ling was like, here's a philosopher's stone, use that. And I love this moment. This is what makes the show really great. For me, is the fact that it's a character that doesn't go, yeah, you know what, let's use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's not like, you know, he's like, you know what, I'm on my last resort, it's for my brother. F it. I'm just going to, you know, say goodbye to all these promises I made and all of my, like... Not my goals, but what is it?
Just everything your he was
morals.
Working towards.
Morals, yeah. Like morals. Your morals and just use it because it's a quick way out. He's like, no, I promised Al I wasn't yeah. going to use this. And I need to find another way.
Even if it was to bring him back, it's like no. he sticks to his word.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of shows don't really do that sometimes where they're like, maybe it's for time, maybe it's because of, for plot. It doesn't really matter. But I like that this show decided to stick with that.
Yeah.
And I love that he didn't have an easy way out. Then we get the other one, which now I want to know what you guys thought. Hohenheim says that he wants to use himself Aww. As a sacrifice. And then we get that moment with Ed where he finally calls his dad, and yeah. goes, I can't do that. Al will kill me, pretty much. Well, not like that, but also the fact that he's like, this is dumb. Like, why would you mm-hmm. think that we want to sacrifice you after all the stuff that we've been through?
Is that when he called him, like, the horrible dad or something like that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. yeah. I mean, he still called him dad, though, so that was, like, a first
for Yeah, he's me. Never called him dad. He's always called him
Hohenheim
or some deadbeat or, yeah. you know, Old devil man. Or bastard or something yeah. like that. Like, it's always been something.
I totally thought, like, that Hohenheim
was going to happen.
It was going to happen, for yeah. sure, because I feel like Hohenheim, he did what he had to do. Like, he mm-hmm. This was his time to go.
He lived his life.
Yeah.
He
essentially saved everyone.
He did.
Mm-hmm. He played his part.
He did.
He was ready to go. But you saw that with Ed. He, I don't want to say he loved his father, but he still cared about
he
him.
He cares about him.
Yeah. So it showed a lot of, like, of that relationship that despite everything they went through, he was not going to do that. With Hohenheim. Mm-hmm.
And it really shows that he's matured a lot more than
yeah.
what we were.
Yeah, because maybe in part one he would have been like, hell yeah.
He's like, yeah, you suck. Give me Bye. Back my brother. He's Great. Better. Like, no. But it also really shows how much he's gone through, how much he's grown, and just the fact that he understands that even though, yes, again, it's another easy way to get what he wants, but it's not right.
Yeah.
And right. I was like... Writers are so good! Learn from here. But then we get that moment where he's like, there has to be another way. And he realized it's his alchemy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That is the only way, his actual truth door and everything that he's learned, he would rather give all of that up to have at least his brother back.
There we go.
And I think that was the most genius
yeah.
way of doing that. And I was like, yes, I did not even think about that. Oh my god, the show is so good. And even the truth space even said, like, you did it. You yeah. figured it out. You know, back door's there. You go for it. And then we get to see the cute little reaction of them finally yeah. seeing each other and then walking into the light and Al waking up in the real
yeah.
world. We got everything technically. That was your dream. Except was for Ed and lost all of his alchemy, but it's fine.
And there's kind of like that goes back to kind of like the equivalent exchange. Mm-hmm. Like, Al sacrificed himself for Ed and yep. Ed sacrificed, well... not completely himself, but his alchemy for his brother. Mm-hmm. And
then father.
Well,
his Hohenheim.
And to see, even though, like, I'm still, I was, like, fearful seeing Al, like, in his, you know, his, like, very scrawny state. Yeah. I was still really happy that he was brought back, for sure. Like, just eat some burgers, eat some
You'll be fine. You know, like, just give me some milk. Ed won't drink it. It's okay. Yes, definitely shower. Cut them nails, because they look a little funky. It's fine. But I love that also, I know that Carrie has talked about it before, where she's like, I don't want him to lose his automail. I'm like, he technically only lost one piece. Still got screws and stuff still stuck in there, but he has his leg still. Like, that's not his normal leg. It's still there. So you got both worlds, Carrie. But we get pretty much the wrap up to this point where Ed gives back Mrs. Bradley, baby Salim, baby fetus Salim. Everyone is pretty much going back to their regular lives. Roy Mustang is trying to, you know, repair what has happened. We find, obviously, they told the world that King Bradley and original Salim is what I'm calling him, died. So now we're just trying to move past all of this craziness that's been happening. And then we get this really sweet moment with Hohenheim where he goes back to Risenbul, visits Mrs. Elric's grave, and finally passes in peace.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whoa.
That was so touching, especially seeing Pinako come.
Yeah, she was the one that, like, found him. She's like, imbecile. You dummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sweet, because I'm glad that we had that scene. I'm glad Hohenheim wasn't used.
He lived a hard life.
Yeah. Because I think he needed that scene.
Yeah.
At Trisha's grave, for sure. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, because it's finally time. He's literally done everything he needs. And sure, he could have maybe, if he could hold out a little longer, he could have spent more time with the boys. But I feel like they also would have had other things to do, which we're going to get into in episode 12, which is our last episode of Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, episode 64, episode 12, Journey's End. So this is pretty much as sweet as an episode as you're going to get. Yeah. We tied up every single loose end.
There was no problems.
There was no problems. Everybody's fine. Everybody did. Obviously, we have, I forget our doctor's name, but Dr. Marco was with him. And the other doctor, which if you guys could put in the chat, because I don't remember his name.
Was it Knox?
Yeah, Knox.
Yes, Knox. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just call him Grumpy Doctor is what I call him. he pretty much shows up with Dr. Marco, and he has a philosopher's stone. So Roy Mustang is like, wait, before you give me back my sight, you have to help out one person. Oh, then goodness. Come back and heal me. Like, I love how he made that very clear. He's like, don't forget about me, but go take care of him first.
I'm right here.
And then we get a call, and it's Havoc, who's like, hey, what do you need me to come for Central for? You know, it's going to take me a long time to get there. Better be freaking important if you're going to be sending me over there.
Gets legs back,
I know,
guys.
I'm so happy.
That was
so
but I'm also sweet. Glad we didn't have to see it. You know what I mean? Like, it was understood of, like, oh, that is why he did. Okay, cool. And we could just move on from there. Because it's like, all right, we don't need that necessary filler. We get it.
I need to see his leg.
Yeah. Then Colonel Mustang asked Scar to help him out with Ishvalan affairs with Miles. And I was like, that's awesome. Yeah. And we get that moment with Olivier where she's like, so now, Scar, I need a new name now because your real name so that I can call you that. And he's like, I've died twice now and I just won't take any of my names. Just call me whatever you want. And she's like, okay, Ishvalan.
Right. I'm like,
I was like, okay, so we're not getting a name. Okay, yeah, cool. You're just going to be very Scar then because I can't think of anything else. Then we head back to Risenbul and we've got the boys slowly heading back to the house. We talk about Al being worried about Mei and Ling and Lanfan, and we find out that they kind of made their own pact of how he's going to become the emperor. He's going to protect their Mei's clan forever, and they were like, okay, we're off, bye.
Yeah, that was awesome. So, that almost made me tear up for sure.
A little bit,
seeing Ling and Mei, their dialogue and how he was like, my clan beat yours, but I'm still going to protect you. Everything that I learned through with greed, like, I was friends with a homunculus. Why wouldn't I be able to be friends with you? And I think that's such an important message with, like,
with anything.
World.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that, what, this show came out in, what, 20, was it 13? Something like that. 11, something around there. But obviously early 2000s. But, and then now, you know, we can still take stuff from that show and bring it back to this, which is fantastic.
That's what I love about anime.
You can take anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
So many life lessons.
Oh, I love it. But yeah, so obviously they have their moment, and of course, Ed's like, so what about this man? And he's like, I don't want to talk about that. How about that window? Henry Doe. Right. and I love it because he did stop, but realized he was just looking at the house. And this is one of my favorite parts of the entire series, is that there was no dialogue this entire last part of this scene. Mm-hmm. Where Winry says something, but then she walks out, the music is starting to kind of swell, but it's also kind of quiet as well. You see the pictures on the wall. She opens the door, sees Al's body, like, yeah, he's there, and immediately jumps into the arms, calls them dummies, they're crying, it's beautiful. Well, yes, she's crying and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much where it was like, and end it. Two-year time jump.
Yeah, it was like 2 years, mm-hmm, which I love the music, even just leading up to her walking. I'm like, they're really like just trying to make me cry.
Yeah, I was like,
music.
And I'm crying. Yeah. And it's,
I'm like,
awful.
Hurry up, let's go to the door.
Yeah. Especially because it felt like it was so slow. You're like, just hurry
up.
So
long. And then because I feel like they cut to like their pictures and then she was walking and I was like, she was just at the door, but I guess it's like commercial break.
I love that you can see it too, where it was like, oh, wait, we were, oh, okay, just, yeah,
okay,
that's all fine.
Right, I'll pretend.
And we finally see, obviously, Al is walking around normally. Ed's doing chores. He tried to do alchemy. He's like, it was worth a shot.
Al looks good, by the way, too.
He looks good.
Yeah,
he got cut his taller. Hair.
Yeah,
looks cut. Got thicker. He got thicker.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, the broad shoulders really showed up. I was like, whoa.
He's thicker than Ed. I was like, okay, May, you ready?
I mean, no, like, for real. Like, you ready, though?
I don't think she is.
But, yeah, and they have that moment up on the roof, which... It's, sadly enough, it's ruined for me because I saw the bloopers and they show that same scene again. if you haven't seen the bloopers, you should go. And they have that moment where it's like, oh man, everything looks so beautiful. And Ed's like, yeah. And Al goes, hey, you want to bring back Mom again? And he goes, down.
Oh my god.
But it's just a blooper. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but I just thought it was so funny that he was just like, hey, you want to bring back Mom again? Sure. And I was like, oh, voice actors are like jerks. But yeah, so I wanted to wait because I knew that scene was going to come up in the bloopers and I didn't want you to see that because you'd be like, wait, who's that? Is that Al's body? Dang it, it's been foiled. So yeah, that's why I didn't want to show it to you, but now you should watch it.
Right, okay.
It's
definitely
hilarious. anyway, so of course they have that moment, and then we find out that Al goes to go see Mrs. Hughes, and Alicia tells them, you know, like, thank you for everything, we're, you know, and this is kind of what our plan is. Mm-hmm. We find out that the boys decided that they wanted to learn more. Al's going back to Shane.
I know. I was like, May.
To learn from May. And then also just hitting up the rest of the East. And then Ed is pretty much just going to go West. And Al takes our two Chimeras, and they're going to go travel the world together. And then Ed is walking with Winry to the train station. And
it's always a train station with them.
I know.
Because it's just, you know, it's the only way to travel.
It's like train station.
It's very romantic. Yeah. Back in old movies and stuff like that, I felt like there was a lot of love scenes happening at train stations. And I was just like, well, it definitely won't happen now. You'll usually get a homeless person yelling or peeing at you.
Exactly.
So, you know,
scurrying across.
It's not definitely there.
The
Maybe
Metro,
in the country.
No.
Yeah. Here in LA, our train stations are not glamorous or romantic. Maybe out
it's
in the country.
It's too hot. I'm like, back up.
Yeah. But anyway, so of course we get that moment, which I wrote the quote down before we completely go, and he goes, equivalent exchange, I give half my life and you will give your half of your life to me. Pause. And she's just like, oh my god, you have to use alchemy for everything. Why don't I just give you my whole life? Pause. Maybe. And then she starts going into percentages.
Like, I don't know this math.
Yeah, I was just like, okay. And then, you know, obviously he laughs and feels better. They have a cute little moment where they hug and he goes, I'm going to miss you. And I was like, okay, so you're going to tell her, like, you love her? That was our proposal, right? Like, that's
when he pulled
what's happening.
Her in close,
I was like, my heart's fluttering. Yeah. And then we get pretty much our usual, like, here's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Scar and Miles are doing great things for Ishval. Roy is obviously doing great things for himself. Someone took over his mother's tavern, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what that guy's name, but he's taking over, like, kind of like the radios and things like that, which I thought that was really, really cool. And then we get the last picture of Ed and Winry with their two babies, and we get to see May grown up.
Older May.
And I was like, all right. And Ed is also grown up, and everyone's just kind of hanging out back in,
And that was, like, the perfect way to end it.
I know we have to wrap up, but before we completely go, what did you think as a person who's never seen the show before, as a person who's never seen just this specific show, but has seen a lot of the original, what did you think of the show?
I think I didn't know I was going to like it this much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know it was going to have such an amazing, like, huge cast of, like, so mm-hmm. many diverse characters. I didn't think that there was going to be so many, like, good social messages embedded within each different part of the series.
Yeah.
And it makes me... It's just very bittersweet coming to an end, and it makes me very interested in kind of going to...
With you.
The original in 2003.
Yeah, yeah.
And also looking at the OVAs too,
For sure.
Because it's like, it's over, no!
But at least now you can watch it at your leisure because you've technically seen a majority of it, and you're going to see a lot of repeats, but you're going to also see a lot of different stuff that you're like, oh, that's how they did that. Okay, interesting. Also, the animation is completely different, so be ready for that. But what about you?
I started watching, you know, Fullmetal Alchemist way back in the day, but I remember before I even started watching that, I thought it was, like, too grown for me at the time because I was so young. You know? So I was like, it might be too mature. I don't know if I'd like it, but I'm so glad I did, especially watching Brotherhood because I had, like, brushed it off before.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to watch this? I've already seen Fullmetal Alchemist. Correct. But I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I did with you guys, too, because this is my first after show at AfterBuzz, and... Just to do it, like, for an anime show. It's heck awesome. Yeah. So it was a great first show. I loved it.
Yeah. And I'm really glad that we also had Tony, who was also up there, who gave... I didn't shout you out earlier, but our engineer...
I'm here.
But the fact that you got to be part of this journey, since this show is also very near and dear to your heart as well. How did you feel watching a bunch of new people watch the show, since you knew everything?
Oh, it's fantastic. Anytime I get to share my love for something that I'm like that I hold very dear, like I consider this one of the best animes I've ever seen in my life. And rightly so, because it's so deep and it's so dense too, that it touches on so many topics and it handles them all with such care and such charisma that I've just haven't been able to see in any other anime or animation, really.
Sure.
And yeah, I was like waiting. I love how Ollie was like a little skeptical about watching.
I totally was.
And now I'm just like, dude, come on.
I understand. Anime is amazing. I understand why it's such an iconic anime. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it just covers pretty much all the bases that you would think that an anime would do. Yeah, everybody who loves a certain type of genre, it's pretty much in this anime, which is great. But sadly enough, we have to end here. Don't forget to find Carrie Lane at Carrie D Lane, because she's awesome. We were also going to talk about Anime Expo, but we're going to have to save that for next week, which I think we're just going to do a full Anime Expo episode, and we're also going to talk about this awesome thing. Japan Crate was awesome to let us take a couple boxes from their booth at Anime Expo, so we're going to do an unboxing, and we should also be getting, I believe, a code soon, so that you guys can also get your own Japan crates. So definitely tune in next week. Again, we're not going to be covering an anime next week. We're going to be doing mostly Anime Expo when Carrie comes back, and then we'll jump into more things of what we saw, any new animes that we saw, any movies, episodes, things like that, because there was a lot to cover, so we'll jump into it. But guys, where can the awesome anime fans find you? All over the internet.
All right, you guys can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray.
Awesome. Hey guys, it was so much fun covering this show with you and all the fans that tuned in as well. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer and the Cloak and Dagger After Show on Thursdays on AfterBuzz TV.
All right, and again, you guys can find Carrie Lane at Carrie D Lane. She's doing also a bunch of shows as well. I cannot name all of them because she's so dang busy, but you should definitely check them out. I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S-890. Again, don't forget to tune in to next week so that we can talk about all the things Anime Expo and everything that we saw. Also, don't forget to tell us your suggestions of what you want us to cover next. I know that we did decide that we were going to do My Hero, but it's not fully, you know, so we want to make sure that you guys let us know what you guys think. That is the suggestion for now. Guys, have a wonderful rest of your week, and we will see you guys next Tuesday, same time, same place. Mwah. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.